Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So when I was at the Phillies game yesterday, I was looking around at some of the eats that they have at the ballpark. You know, they got the big Manco now at the ballpark. Would you ever eat this? Let's see. This is a barbecue pork sandwich with Reese's peanut butter cups inside the sandwich.
That sounds disgusting. And I don't eat, Greg and I don't eat pigs.
All right, let's pretend for a moment.
Let's pretend. I would not eat any meat with Reese's.
One ballpark in America it's a sandwich now. It has peanut butter cups, pulled pork, Sweet Baby Ray's barbecue sauce, and bacon, all on a brioche bun. That sounds disgusting, doesn't it?
That's nasty.
Doesn't it just sound like too much?
Yeah.
I mean, if Stocker ate pork, he would definitely eat this. No question about it, because he likes disgusting food.
You got to go with Stubbs barbecue sauce. Stubbs is the best.
Yeah, I think Sweet Baby Ray's is too sweet.
It is.
But in my opinion, but I don't have to. My neighbor Jimmy makes barbecue, and he hands it to me over the fence all the time, like in that show. So he's always giving me barbecue. He's a member of the Zulu Army. He's always feeding me. But
I mean, like Home Improvement,
Okay. Like the guy, the neighbor, you know.
Only
he gives me food, which is great. But no, it sounds disgusting. Peanut butter cups and pulled pork.
Well, I mean, obviously somebody there likes it. It could be, I mean, maybe it's the savory and sweet type combo that makes it, I don't know. That just seems like a.
Yeah. That sounds like what? What do you think? Too much?
Oh, that sounds like. Yeah. It sounds like disgusting. And it sounds like it would give you such agita, such indigestion.
Is there anything? You know it would.
Is there anything, and I don't mean now, Rich, because you're an adult, but was there anything as a child that you used to mix together, that you used to love, that you now look back and say, why did I do that?
I was thinking about some of the cereals I used to eat.
Yeah.
And I used to eat the peanut butter Captain Crunch, which was delicious. But do you guys ever remember they had Jell-O pudding pies?
Oh, sure. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so I ate those as a kid, which is why I was a fat kid. And no, I was. And I think it's the Jell-O pudding pops or the pudding pies, not the pops, the pies.
Yeah, the pops were kind of small, so you could get away with eating one of those and be fine. I'm sure the pies were a little.
The pies, and they were this thick, gooey pudding surrounded by basically like a pie shell. So imagine a tasty cake, but with pudding inside.
Yep.
Which sounds delicious now that I'm describing it. But I think if I ate that now, I would die. Well, I think about the stuff in college I would get. I mean, we'd go out to the bars, and then late night we'd go to Cluck U Chicken in College Park, Maryland, and we would get either the Little Roman, which was a fantastic sandwich, or the Chicken Parm with large fries and a soda, or we'd go to the Philadelphia Cheesesteak Factory and eat a gigantic, I would usually get a pizza cheesesteak and fries and eat that at like 2 o'clock in the morning, go to bed, wake up, and go to a 9 o'clock class.
By the way, nothing better than a pizza chicken cheesesteak. Maybe yours was just a cheesesteak, but pizza chicken cheesesteaks were the absolute best.
I mean, if you ate that now, though, at 2 o'clock in the morning and then try to get up and go to work, you'd die. You'd literally
disgusting.
Die.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You know what I'd love, though? Popcorn and put chocolate-covered Raisinets, in it.
I've never tried that. That actually sounds
so
pretty good.
When I was a kid, my cousin and I used to make triple-decker peanut butter and jelly sandwiches and try and think of different concoctions for them. We used to put Chips Ahoy chips cookies in there and potato chips too. So,
well, potato chips on a sandwich, which is a Pittsburgh thing,
is
fantastic.
It?
Yeah,
is it?
Yeah, in Pittsburgh, that's what they do. They put potato chips in the sandwiches or like in the burger, so you're eating the burger with the chips inside. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
fantastic.
Yep,
great. Delicious. And then I was a kid, I would do grilled banana and peanut butter sandwiches.
Oh, that sounds delightful.
Yum.
Phenomenal.
Yeah.
Might have been the best sandwich ever made.
Yep.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.